There have been many of them since the human race appeared on the scene to assist Mother Earth with the next stage of her evolution. Should yours have been and maybe still is a particularly trying lifetime, stop grumbling and rejoice. If you play your cards right, the end of your need for further earthly lifetimes could be much nearer than you may think possible at the moment. On the advice of the wise ones in charge of you in our world, you agreed to their proposal of this particular pathway. You did this because at that time you knew that we would be with you, and that, from the spiritual background of your existence, we would support and encourage you as much as we are allowed to do. The most difficult part was helping your earthly self to become aware of our presence and good intentions. It is for three reasons why human beings choose particularly difficult lifetimes. The first one is that you are an old and experienced soul and you are strong enough to tackle just about anything that comes your way. Second, the pathway you chose will allow you to attend to every one of your karmic debts, hopefully even the most ancient ones. Third, by the time the end of your present earthly sojourn comes round in the natural course of events, you will be so fed up with struggling that you are not going to find it unnecessarily difficult to give of your best to conclude this part of your spiritual development. In that case, as soon as your physical body has been returned to Mother Earth, which happens for everybody when the purpose of their present lifetime has been fulfilled, you will be released into continuing your studies on the next higher level of your personal evolutionary spiral of life. Our task is to help you become aware of these things, so that you can take advantage of what is on offer to you, if you so wish. We hope that you will seize it and in the not too distant future join us, maybe in our beginners group. You will be made very welcome, whether you do or do not attach yourself to this group. And you are sure to be surprised about how many of us are well known to you from previous lifetimes on the Earth. The Fall of Humankind, Part 2. Evolution is the law of life. The Spirit of the Universal Christ is the Sun of all suns and the light of all lights. From its light every cell and atom in the whole of the physical world was created by a loving thought, will and power of the Creator or God, the Great Father of all life. It was brought into manifestation through his companion and counterpart, the love and wisdom aspect of the Divine Trinity, the Goddess or Great Mother of all life. The supreme universal laws are love and evolution, cause and effect. Because the Christ light contains them, so does everything that comes into being throughout the whole of creation, on all its levels. And that is why all life forms have always been moving forwards and upwards on the evolutionary spiral that winds itself around the spiritual mountain of life. The Divine Trinity is at its top. Naturally, this is also true for every cell and atom of your physical body and, even though they are invisible to your earthly eyes, your spirit, soul. Because of this, every part of your being has followed its inner urge to develop and grow. The same applies to the animal, vegetable and mineral kingdoms of the earth. Deep within the cells of every creature, the divine spark steers the course of its evolutionary journey and what kind of a being it will eventually be. We who are living and working in the spiritual background of earthly life are no exception. The only difference between you and us is that we are dwelling in bodies of a different kind that allow us to freely move around our world. Several different bodies are also worn by each one of you underneath the outer shell of your physical body, the temporary vehicle you require for getting around on the earth. Your inner bodies are of a different density and the more highly evolved you become, the more they will be filling with the light of the Christ star. This process gradually allows you to explore the higher and later even the highest levels of life. The original idea of the prototype for each species is programmed into the cells of its physical body, as soon as the first ones appear, for example in the womb of human or animal mothers. That is how on every level of its being the new creature slowly starts to grow. Its first task is building itself an earthly personality. so that through learning from its own experiences it grows in wisdom and understanding and its consciousness expands. Every so often it has to spend a lifetime on planet Earth. Starting at the lowest point of its development, the result is a crude and unevolved human being. Without hesitation it carries out the lowest and most deprived drives and urges that enter its mind and goes around hurting, maiming and killing whatever is not to its liking. This is how, with the passing of time, large amounts of negative karma are being built up during the early stages for humankind's earthly education. They are stored in the memories of the spirit's soul, as if they had been written with an indelible ink. In due course every bit of these karmic debts will have to be redeemed by the one who created them. That takes place as soon as the earthly self has evolved sufficiently to be strong enough to carry the burden of this self, created cross. Because of the universal laws, God's justice is so perfect and fair that it is initially hard to imagine an earthly life. But with their help every creature in the course of countless lifetimes gradually evolves into a perfect manifestation of the creative idea that once was born in the heart mind of the Great Father. For human beings this means a whole and holy son, daughter of the Great Father, mother, that is one in whom the opposing forces of masculine, feminine, positive, negative, higher and lower nature have been healed into one. Instead of working against each other, the way they did for a long time in the past, they are then working together and supporting each other, peacefully and harmoniously, with kindness and love they respond to each other the way God and Goddess are doing. The main universal law of interest in this connection is the one of cause and effect, also known to your world as the law of karma. This law decrees that every action causes a reaction and that everything in the whole of creation will eventually be drawn back to its source. The effect of this is a homing instinct which ensures that nothing and nobody can ever be truly lost in the vastness of the universe's space and timeless existence. Every cell and atom anywhere, including those of your physical body and the bodies worn underneath, are made from the same material, the Christ light, and are therefore programmed with the homing instinct. That undoubtedly is the most essential part of every spirit, soul's traveling equipment, which throughout its earthly lifetimes expresses itself as a constant deep inner longing and yearning for the spirit world, humankind's true home. Your earthly self could be craving for the home of your childhood and your earthly mother, even though they were particularly painful and disappointing experiences for you. It may take you a while before it dawns on you that your spirit, soul through the world of your feelings has been trying to comfort you through becoming aware that your longing is for your true home and mother, the spirit realm and the great mother of all life. If this is happening to you, it's a sure sign that your spiritual nature is stirring from its slumber. For you the time has come to find out about God's true nature and your own, that is, God is as much part of you as you are of God. To your amazement you discover that you are a spark of the divine and that all God's powers and characteristics are also in you. You will get to know that human beings have been given the gift of free will and that, within the boundaries each of their own karma and that of your whole world, are allowed to make their own choices about how they wish to use these gifts. You thank the love and wisdom of the Great Mother for sending you into earthly life, because you realize that if your spirit and soul had never taken part in the darkness of earthly life's ignorance about its spiritual background, it would have been impossible for you to become consciously aware of God's true nature and your own, and the special relationship you have always had and forever will have with your divine parents. As on the inner level everything is one and there is no separation between anything, spending many lifetimes in your own physical body on the earth was necessary to help you realize that you are an individual being in your own right. The divine spark within you reacts to being placed on the earth like any seed that has been sown into your planet's soil. In the darkness of that existence, the seed instinctively reaches out towards the light and begins to grow. The knowledge it gains through learning from its own experiences are the light of the earthly being. With the passing of time, the cells of the shell surrounding the spirit seed, your physical body, begin to respond and open to the warmth and light from their creator on the highest levels of life. What in your world is known as evil in truth merely represents the compulsory lessons for all young and inexperienced earthly selves. In due course, the universal laws return to them the suffering that they handed out so freely and thoughtlessly in previous lifetimes, ignorant of their true nature and that all life is ruled by God's laws, finding themselves at the receiving end of these experiences, and when there is nobody and no one who seems to be able to alleviate their suffering, eventually leaves them no option but reaching heavenwards and pleading for help from somewhere, anywhere. This explains why there are no earthly lives without sorrow and pain. And that is how, from being a minute spark, the divine aspect of ever human being's nature, in the course of many lifetimes, the upper and lower selves are growing in wisdom and understanding. Their consciousness expands at first almost imperceptibly, but through the redemption of the earthly self's karmic debts and the suffering it has to endure, developmental pace speeds up. For all of you, this continues until you have mastered the earthly plane of life, and through your behavior in all daily encounters are proving to the wise ones in charge of you behind the scenes of your earthly existence that you have evolved into the master of every aspect of your nature. By then you will have developed other bodies or vehicles that are going to allow you to function with equal ease on different planes of consciousness in other parts of the universe. They will soon be turning into your field of exploration. Now that you are God, conscious, that is aware of your oneness with the Great Father, Mother, the earthly school of life has nothing left to teach you. Your mind has entered the spiritual freedom of the Aquarian Age. It consists of allowing you to believe only that which your innermost being, the wise one or living God within, tells you is true. That for you is the truth, even if it is not yet anyone else's. The Fall of Humankind, Part 3. Tenderly cared for. The cells and atoms of every physical body, human and animal alike, is created through condensing the light of the Christ star to a sufficient density that they appear as matter that is visible to earthly eyes. A number of different bodies are worn underneath your outer physical vehicle that is required for getting around on planet Earth. The other bodies also consist of the Christ light, though of a less condensed, finer texture. That is why they are programmed with the instinctive urge to grow and evolve, the same as everything else that exists anywhere in the whole of God's creation. From the moment of your first release, not fall, into earthly life, the Christ or Great Light has constantly been drawing you towards itself. All creatures that share Mother Earth with you are equally loved and tenderly cared for by God and the angels and masters of the spirit realm, assisted by countless friends and helpers on the lower levels of our world. Every life form is nurtured and protected, and its development is unfolding in keeping with God's great plan of life. For human beings, this means protecting you against yourselves, whenever the need for it arises and things are in danger of getting out of hand. As soon as one of you ventures too far from the predestined pathway of your present lifetime, something happens that nudges you back onto it. If there is no other way of getting through to your earthly self, occasionally this has to happen in not too gentle a manner. There may have to be an illness or an accident to wake you up. This is how all of us are constantly provided with the experiences that are right for us at any given moment, and that applies to you in your world as much as to us in ours. A special guardian angel is allocated to each newly born spirit, soul, who accompanies the youngster throughout the whole of its earthly education. Taking care of you is part of your angel's own evolutionary pathway, which it pursues the same as everybody and everything else. Nothing and nobody is excluded from the evolutionary process. And because all of us have been programmed in the same manner, Our hopes and aspirations during every part of our education are relentlessly reaching forwards and upwards. This is also true for you, even though for a long time you are likely to have been unaware of what was happening to you. For every one of us, you in your world and we in ours, reaching out towards the highest levels of life always have been and forever will be our aim. Alas, during the first stage of its earthly education, our small selves have no idea that the essence of our being is spirit, soul. This aspect of our being is eternal and immortal, the same as God, and will never die. It takes a long time until you become aware that good as well as evil are part of God's nature and therefore also yours. In every human being, they have always been working like two wheels that eventually melt into one. Good represents the higher evolved Christ nature and evil the lower unevolved part of God's nature, your own and all life. Since the beginning of human life on the earth, the lower self's pathway of suffering has activated the higher aspects of everyone's nature. That is how, with the passing of time, together they are moving the small self forwards and upwards on its predestined pathway. This continues until the higher nature has taken over its lower counterpart and together they have evolved into a healed and perfect son, daughter of God, a Christed one in its own right. And because on the inner level there is no separation between anything, each time another one of you is coming home into their true nature and through this the two parts of your being are healing into one, all of humankind and your whole world are healing with you. That is the hidden esoteric meaning behind the surface words of the Christian teaching that all people shall be raised up to the Son. Someday it means that in due course every one of them will evolve into a Christed who is consciously taking part in the radiance of the great light and helping it to manifest its beneficial influence on the earth. But for a moment let's return to the newly born spirit, soul. Unconscious of its uniqueness and that it is a very precious and potentially highly talented individual, it enters into earthly life for the first time, unaware of the fact that the essence of its being is a masculine spirit and a feminine soul. And because the two are inseparable, the same as God and Goddess, from now on we shall be calling them spirit, soul. To help them become aware of their individuality from time to time, this unit finds itself temporarily clothed in a physical body. At first, the two are at loggerheads with their earthly self, and for as long as they are longing to return to their source, their lower counterpart can make no progress on its predestined pathway other than learning all it can about its own nature and its environment. When the time for discovering its spiritual nature and the background of its earthly existence has come for the small self, the angels are guiding it towards finding out about its divine origin and the wise one or living God within, its inner teacher or intuition. This brings with it the realization that good and evil are two aspects of every human being's nature, as well as all life, and that good is the Christ part of its own being who has always longed for its counterpart, the small earthly self, to wake up from its slumber and become aware of who and what it truly is. The sun in your birth charts is a symbol of your highest or God self, the Christ spirit in whom we are all one and whose light is persistently drawing all life forms towards itself, including earthly ones. Every creature anywhere is tenderly cared for by the Great Father, Mother of all life. The angels and masters on the highest levels of life are in charge of their development, and on the lower levels of the spirit world countless friendly guides and helpers are serving them. Altogether these beings have always been steering every human being through the inevitable highs and lows of their earthly existence, complete with its emotional whirlpools, traps and crevices. Sometimes you have to walk or fall into one of them for a while. But do not worry unnecessarily when you do. Trust that the invisible hands of your spirit friends and helpers will forever be there to pull you out and place you onto a smoother stretch of your predestined pathway. That is how every human being, and once more we remind you that we too belong to this species and once walked the earth just like you are doing now, is at all times moving round and round their zodiac. Each can only learn from their own experiences which are taking you through every one of its signs and houses. During the first round you are getting to know the lowest and most negative aspects of each sun sign and house. But each new round takes you one level higher up the evolutionary spiral of life. In this way everyone's development is slowly but surely constantly moving upwards and forwards on the road that in the end takes all of us to the top of the spiritual mountain, that is the conscious reunion with God. In this manner one earthly lifetime after another every spirit, soul receives its nourishment from the divine light and is drawn to it that bit closer. Through this the strength of the sparks light in the cells of your physical body steadily increases. And that is what, with the passing of time, brings about the awakening of your Christ nature. When this is going to happen for each individual is part of God's plan for that person's life which is designed whenever a new spark is born. Never forget that every one of us, you in your world and we in ours, is a unique and very precious creature. Irrespective of where anyone may presently find themselves on their individual learning curve, the highest and the lowest are treated with the same love and respect all of us deserve equally as a divine spark and child of the highest. Every moment of our existence we are tenderly cared for and provisions are made for our true needs. And whatever may be required for your lessons, in keeping with God's plan for you within the great plan of life. When the time is right it does appear without you having to ask for it. All of us are also specially gifted in some way. When you become aware of your true nature and the higher purpose of your existence, it may dawn of you that you could have gifts and talents you have not yet recognized. They could be waiting to be unearthed, taken possession of and developed to full blossoming by you. The best way of finding out whether this is the case for you is by paying attention to your inner guidance and taking an interest in the things and themes you feel naturally drawn to at the time of your awakening. The Fall of Humankind, Part 4. The Revolution of Peace. Naturally, the human evolutionary journey has to start at the lowest point of the upwards winding spiral of life and the lowest unevolved aspects of your nature had to be explored first. At the outset of your travels you were at the giving end of the experiences that go with this part of your development. When the karma that was thus created returns to you, you find yourself at their receiving end. Initially, the aims of everybody's slower self for a long time are in polar opposition to those of their higher raw Christ part of their nature. This, however, changes so profoundly when it wakes from its slumbering state that you look with horror at the things you are likely to have done during past lifetimes. Eventually you will have only one desire and that is to make good and redeem yourself where you once sinned. Freely and willingly you then surrender and submit your whole being to the will and desires of your highest self, so it can show you how to go about it. Your highest self is the pure Spirit of God, in whom we are all one and who has always been working with every one of us, its slower earthly self by steering us through the unavoidable dark and ugly parts of our early development. However, as soon as one of the earthly selves has learned to work harmoniously with its higher nature, the suffering on the cross of earthly life is perceived in the right light. Whatever happened in the past and still has come your way in the future, are no longer rated as suffering but as necessary developmental stages and passing phases that served the paying of your karmic debts and redemption. The so-called fall of humankind always has been a metaphor for the evolutionary process that demands that every human spirit, soul for a while takes part in the school of earthly life, in keeping with God's great plan of life. The ultimate purpose this education provides is the realization that we are individual beings who from time to time take part in earthly life for a while to become familiar with every aspect of its nature. During the later stages, this includes changing the weaknesses of your lower earthly nature into strengths and adjusting your desires to those of your Christ nature. The higher purpose of that which is known as darkness and evil in your world is the bringing forth of goodness and light. Hence the old wisdom of, out of evil cometh good and out of darkness cometh light. In the beginning there was darkness, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Spiritual knowledge and understanding are light, and ignorance is darkness. Ultimately, all dark and inharmonious conditions in earthly life are for humankind's highest good and greatest joy, because their intention is always to teach them something. Rest assured that there is a great plan of life, and that it is held safely in the loving hands of the great architect of the universe. The angels and masters of the Christ Circle, the highest level of life, are its executors and in charge of it. Nothing happens outside this plan, and a wise higher purpose has always been hiding behind everything that happened on the earth plane and to this day is taking place there. For every individual soul, as well as for the whole of your world, God's plan guarantees a final outcome that is fair and just, good and beautiful. And when in the end all evolutionary possibilities have been sufficiently explored, everything that exists in the physical world will be created, and the creative process starts once more. The age of Aquarius is the age of friendship and of an ever-increasing awareness of humankind's siblinghood with all life forms throughout the whole of creation. This development has been unfolding in your world for quite some time by now. Yet, the gates to heaven, by which we mean the higher and highest levels of life, cannot be crashed by anyone. Everybody has to proceed one small step after another, guided and protected by their inner guidance, learning to conduct their life in keeping with the universal laws and to love God's way, totally and unconditionally, without inhibitions and prejudice against anyone. In this way alone can the rose of love unfold and fully open in human hearts. All of you are walking the same road that in the end leads to mastering the drives and urges of your lower nature and being in charge of the matter of your physical bodies. As time passes by, there will be increasing numbers of surprising events in your world that, when viewed from a purely earthly perspective, will appear like miracles. They are made possible by the light in the form of spiritual knowledge that is increasing your race's wisdom and understanding, which for some time has been flowing into the spiritual darkness that to this day fills humankind's consciousness. Aquarius is the sign of revolution and one of the air signs, which are responsible for the development of humankind's mental faculties. Under the influence of the Aquarian energies, a mental revolution has been taking place in your world for quite some time. It has its roots in people consciously changing their thinking and behavior patterns into more positive and constructive ones. As mentioned earlier, spiritually knowledge is light, and not knowing, or to say it less politely, ignorance, is darkness. With every new bit of spiritual knowledge you find along the pathway of your predestined pathway through life, you are becoming a bit more enlightened being. Through this your earthly existence evolves into a more colorful and interesting one. Many are becoming aware that they may have gifts and talents that could have taken many lifetimes to develop and are still waiting to be discovered by you. With the awakening of your higher nature, they're likely to rise to the surface of your earthly self's awareness. They can then be taken possession of and developed some more. The best way of finding out whether you have any such gifts is following your natural inclinations and consciously working on unfolding what emerges. Even though attending the earthly school of life is compulsory, nobody is ever forced to apply for having another go at it. If during this one you have had and maybe still are having rather a tough time, comfort yourself with the knowledge that you yourself chose this painful pathway. And do not chide yourself by saying, I must have been crazy. No, one in their right mind would choose a lifetime like mine. On the advice of the wise ones in charge of you in our world, you did decide to once more pick up the cross of earthly life during these very special times of transformation and humankind's rebirth into the conscious awareness of its true nature. That is why a multitude of opportunities for some time has been on offer for those who wish to redeem their most ancient karmic debts.